thankful to see each one of you that's able to be here, and we miss those that are not able to be here. It is an accurate statement that salvation depends on loving the truth of God's Word. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 mentions those that receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, John 6 and verse 63. Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, John 6 and verse 68. Do we love that truth? If so, many manifestations of that love will be seen in our lives, which may require radical changes. If we love the truth, we will eagerly read and study it. The Bible says these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so, Acts 17:11. While eagerly reading and studying God's truth, we should be willing to give it a fair hearing with no prejudice. Paul said, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, Romans 1, 16 and 17. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, reads John 8 and verse 32. Our eager reading and studying of God's truth should include a tireless investigation. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness, reads Proverbs 15 and verse 9. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, Proverbs 1 and verse 5. Proverbs chapter 2 says, My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 5. If we love the truth, we will eagerly read and study it with persistent starvation pains. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, Matthew 5 and verse 6. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate both day and night. Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2. If we love the truth, we will eagerly read and study it, seeking it carefully and using available helps. Paul said, The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 13. Our lives then will reflect our love and study by becoming a Christian, because the Bible says, If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 27. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, Acts 2:47. Our love and study will be reflected by our living in harmony with the Word, as old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, 2 Corinthians 5:17. As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation or manner of living. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy, reads 1 Peter 1:15 through 16. If we love the truth, we will lovingly obey it without question. God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:17 and 18. Walk submissively in the precepts of truth. If you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus simply said in John 14:15. How can we love it and not do what it says? Jesus again said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say, Luke 6 and verse 46. We need to make sure we are not guilty of having a weak sentiment or lip service to God's truth. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips. But their heart is far from me, Jesus said in Matthew 15 and verse 8. We need to regard its silence and restrictions, as the Bible says, whatsoever you do in word that is teaching, or deed that is practice, do all in the name of the Lord, that is by His authority, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him, Colossians 3 and verse 17. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son, read 2 John in verse 9. If we love the truth, we will intensely hate the opposite of truth, which is error. The Bible says, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way, Psalms 119 and verse 104. I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold, therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. And I hate every false way, read Psalms 119, 127, and 128. The hating of error is a deterrent to unfaithfulness and, of course, separation from God. Truth is of God, and only it will save. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, John 1 and verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth, Jesus prayed to the Father in John 17 and verse 17. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, John 8:32. But error is of Satan, while pretending to be from God, and will condemn, the Bible says. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12 reads, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God will send them a strong delusion to believe a lie, and that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Jesus said to like-minded individuals that ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it, John 8, verse 44. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world, 1 John 4 and verse 1. Error must be opposed, and so we must willingly expose that which is the opposite of truth. Peter said, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in thy in the sight of God. Repent therefore this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me, Acts 8:20-24. Paul said, when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed, Galatians 2 and verse 11. Not rude or insulting, but warn and rescue the lost. Some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Jude verse 22 and 23. If we love the truth, we will quickly contend for it and defend it. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude verse 3. Paul said of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel, Philippians 1:17, not stand idly and quietly by while it is distorted, twisted, corrupted, misrepresented, and condemned, but rather speak out. The Bible says when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Eliamus, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him and said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Reads Acts 13, verses 6 through 10. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore I have spoken, we also believe and therefore speak, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13. If we love the truth, we will faithfully teach it at every opportunity. Paul told Timothy, the things thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. And know that it is God's power. Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1 and verse 16. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Reads James 1 and verse 18. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Reads James 1 and verse 21. And every accountable soul needs God's saving truth. The apostles were told to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, 15 and 16. We need to do all in our power to see it sown in the hearts of others. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. John 6 and verse 45. We can easily direct thoughts as Philip did. The Bible says Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said, understandest what thou readest? Acts 8 and verse 30. There are tracts available and we should use them. Every accountable soul needs the truth, so we should teach it with daily life, hoping to be an example to some lost soul. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 7. Ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by their conversation or manner of living. 1 Peter 3 verses 1 through 4. In conclusion, the lesson in a catchy jingle, read it through, write it down, pray it in, work it out, and pass it on. The converse is true if we do not study it, obey it, pay the cost, contend for it, and teach it, then it is clear that we do not love the truth. Now back to the question, do we love the truth? Let's see. The lost will obey it. The out of duty will respond in penitence. The unattached will begin working with the local assembly or the church of the Lord. The faithful will love it more. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come now while together we stand and sing.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word,
to be happy in Jesus.